This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The show. I hope you had a fabulous weekend, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us. If you're joining us for the first time, woohoo, welcome. Not a great thing when we talk about taxes for a lot of people. Some people, they're getting a refund, they feel good about their year, or they kind of paid along the way. Others are in pure panic. You know how it is. It's one of those things, right? Death and taxes. And well, you know, you gotta pay the taxes, or you don't, and then you gotta face the consequences, which we know there are many famous cases where people have been nipped by taxes. I've said this before, I think, and I'll go deeper into this. We'll do a week where we explore other options, but, and it's not gonna happen in my lifetime, but I like the idea of a fair tax or maybe even a flat tax. I've talked to enough people about different options, and I think there are some other ways to do this. But anyway, what is interesting when you do get a tax refund, the average federal income tax refund is smaller this year, but it's still almost $3,000 for a lot of people. So that's a little bit of a financial boost. I mean, it's your money, but it's a financial boost. So think about that. And one of the things that I read everywhere, and anybody in the financial business will tell you, is that, listen, a tax refund is a time where you're getting this large sum of cash, so use it wisely and dump some of it in a fund or someplace where you can use it as an emergency savings account or just pay down debt. I think people already have it earmarked. That's what I think. Like, okay, this was taken out, so now I got to pay this car loan. I got to pay this. I got to pay that. Maybe somebody uses it as kind of a vacation thing. Like, okay, I'm going to pretend it's like a savings account. I'm not sure because I'm in the ower category. Yes, that's right. Delaney Media Group. So it's a whole different ball game for me and for many small business owners, which is the backbone of this country. Yay. I got a lot of emails from small business owners about some of the woes and the red tape. I hear you. In Fort Lauderdale, they're not so much worried about tax day. They're worried about snakes, gators, anything you can find in some of the terrible water that they had to deal with. And there's still dangers from that high water afterwards, right? It was a monumental flooding ordeal that inundated that coastal area, hurricane sort of rainfall. Well, it was hurricane rainfall, a 1,000-year event. They were pumping water out all over the place, still doing it. 34 pumping trucks across the city after the rain exceeded 2 feet, shut down a major airport, schools, all kinds of offices, obviously, for several days. Buildings are flooded, cars, highways, and there's lots of people that are not, they're not going to be able to go back to work for who knows how long, a couple of days, a week, longer than that. I mean, you got animals in these floodwaters. Think about it, right? If you remember, for all the people listening in Louisiana, you totally can relate to this. Remember the alligator that was suspected of attacking that 71-year-old man in Hurricane Ida floodwaters back just a couple of years ago? And they captured an alligator weeks later, and they found what looked like human remains in its stomach. And his wife talked about him being dragged off the porch. Oh, that made the hair on my arms raise up. So, okay, it was a rare and extreme rainfall event that hit South Florida. And it happens less than 2 months away from the start of the Atlantic hurricane season, which, can you believe it, is June 1st. So a lot of people are saying, look, this is worse than we would see in a hurricane. And there was, you know, 250 calls for help to the fire departments, 900 calls a day that were coming into 911 lines, all of this. So obviously it's a major setback for Fort Lauderdale, and there's shelters and people were busy there and people are cleaning out houses, and it's a nightmare. It's something that nobody wants to go through. And again, it's just another reminder. I've said this before because I've been in this situation where I just poo-pooed. I'm being honest. Oh, I don't have to get, you know, I can grab things if something happens. Yeah, I can grab things. Not anymore. Now I have a to-go bag. I know whatever I have, boom, I'm out. There's some weird thing that happens and I have to evacuate. We don't have to panic trying to dig up. Remember that person? And who do we have to call? And what about this insurance? And yeah, that's the last thing you need when you're in the middle of a crisis. And so every time these things happen, it's weird. It's like it's one of the first things, of course, human life, the most important. But one of the first things I think about is, gosh, I hope these people had their things together, because it gives you a little bit, I think, a little bit anyway, peace of mind, right? I mean, it's you're still going through it. But I think you definitely have more of a peace of mind. All right, hey, coming up on this show, some great people, some wonderful conversations. Thomas Fatu Sheets joins us. Candace Shipley joins us. Scott and Susan Harden. Imagine a couple writing a book together, putting that piece in that book together, and the research that they had to do a la Viking world. Anyway, all of that is coming up in just a few minutes here, but a few other things that have happened. NRA, they had their big deal, and what was really interesting, you know, because they have a huge convention. So they held their convention in Indianapolis. And what was interesting is you had Donald Trump who spoke, and you also had Mike Pence. So the former president, the former VP, who both are running on the, we think anyway, Pence, running on the Republican side of things for 2024. So lots of GOP candidates visited the NRA and some different political positions that they're personally in, you know. So interesting to watch, because you have such a massive, massive crowd at this yearly thing. So in other words, you know, this is a crowd. This is certainly a crowd that could vote for any of these candidates. And to see both of them there, I just think that was the ironic thing, right? You know, just very, very ironic to see that. And then you have Ron DeSantis, who's expected to announce a 2024 candidacy after the Florida legislature adjourns in May. So we'll see. I would be surprised if he doesn't. I mean, that has to be the reason why he's traveling across the country. Oh, and it happened. The Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays. If you were following this story, they were making history because they hadn't lost since the start of the baseball season. And all good things come to a close. So they end up with this historic win streak ending at 13 wins. And then the Blue Jays gave them their first loss. But those are wins that they'll be able to put in their back pocket for later in the season. And it's certainly, because it's hard getting fans out to the trop, they call it Tropicana Field. People complain, and it's indoors, and you have people from all over the place and that kind of thing. And they certainly stirred up a lot of fandom. So maybe they'll catch a wave and more people will go out and support them. But it was interesting to see the coverage that they got, and good for them. It's hard. Any streak is hard. So that's a very, very big streak. And of course, everybody's talking about Jack Teixeira. Leaked documents, could get 15 years, the 21-year-old. We'll be talking about it more this week. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
This time around on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight, a conversation with Thomas Fitzhugh Sheets, his book, On That Day, a trilogy. Boy, we had a great off-air conversation. He is so fascinating to me, some of the things that he's done, including the fact that in Virginia, he has a beef cattle operation. Yes, so think about that. That's always fascinated me. Thanks so much for hopping on with us, Thomas.
You're welcome. Glad to talk with you.
So first of all, before we dive into your book, tell us about your farm and how that all came about and what you do.
Well, I guess it keeps me close to the earth. My grandfather was kind of a gentleman farmer and had a farm nearby where I'm at. And I grew up around cows, and he also had horses, but I some of the members of the family became horse people. I became a cow person. So this is a beautiful time of the year. The grass is real green. Some of the wildflowers are coming up. I saw some poppies this morning. The buttercups are coming up. The daisies will be later, but it's just a beautiful time of year.
Nice. All right. So, you know, you're also passionate about your faith, and you've written a couple of different books, and this is a different one, On That Day. So tell me about the trilogy and what people can expect when they read your book.
On that Day is actually three books. The first one, and I wrote these without realizing that it was going to become a trilogy, but each book seemed to follow the other. The first one is The Death of the Promise, which is the living in the promise of salvation had died in the Jewish culture when Jesus came. The Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead, and the Pharisees believed that not only did they believe in the resurrection, they believed that they possessed what was promised, and at the moment they died, they went into the age to come, which we would call heaven.
And then you take it from there. So you go from there. So you said it, just one followed the other. So then where do you take us after that?
Right. into the resurrection of the promise based on the idea that if Jesus doesn't come out of the grave, the promise dies with him. So it's all about God's promise to Abraham to that he had the power to raise the dead.
And your book, you and I talked about this off the air. Part of what made you write this book, or part of what was rattling around inside you, was that this is a book that would certainly help people who have kind of lost touch with their faith, right?
I think so. There's an awful lot of people who have become disillusioned with their church experience. And they're told that if they believe that they have eternal security, and the moment they die, they go to heaven. And this basically is counterproductive for the church membership. And I became disillusioned, just like a lot of people have, with the church. And a pastor friend of mine, I was talking to him at a meeting, and we discussed my disillusionment, and he was had the same thing going on in his brain. In fact, he was so disillusioned with the church that he believed that the church was apostate. And he was part of a writer's group, and he suggested that I write a book. And I started journaling, and eventually wrote the book, The Road to Restoration. And I believe my three books that followed that, by the way, that wasn't very well written, but the three books that followed that are me relating a journey of faith, the faith of the first century church, and it is the road to being restored to paradise.
And in writing these books, how does that make you feel? That has to be a good feeling for you because of what you were finding in your own disillusionment.
Well, yes, ma'am. That is probably the biggest blessing in this, is that I feel now like I was chosen by God to do this, to try to refocus the church on not on what's past, but what's in the future. That Jesus was, is, and will come as the righteous judge. And we should see him as the righteous judge coming for an accounting of what we did with what we were given.
And so I think you're saying it there, but when people get any of your books, you know, any of the books that you mention, and this book on that day, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes and Noble or any place where good books are sold, what do you hope they take away from reading your book?
Well, what God developed in me is what I consider to be the most important thing that I got out of it, is I am a witness to the faith of the first century church. Their faith was in the promise that Jesus made them, that he was coming back as the righteous judge. And so their faith was in the promise more than the person, which was the faith of Abraham.
Yeah, and of course that's what you so explore in the book. So the pastor friend of yours and the writing group and people around you, what do they think of the books that you've put out? They have to feel some pride, I would think, in that.
Well, some of them do, but not all of them, because I am challenging a belief system that has come down through us to us from hundreds of years. And I think it's the instant gratification crowd that don't want to wait on their salvation. They want it right now. And so the instant gratification crowd, I believe, say this towards the end of my first book, which is not part of the trilogy, that they have hijacked our church.
Yeah, so it goes back to that adage that could be applied here, patience is a virtue.
Absolutely. And I believe that the same thing that's going on in the church for hundreds of years is now going on in our country. The instant gratification crowd has hijacked our country.
Well, there's so much we could talk about there. Thomas Fitzhugh Sheets, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with everything. And again, you can get any of the books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, just a couple of minutes left in the show. We talked about what it was like in Florida being underwater, not the whole state, obviously. It's Fort Lauderdale. Crazy to see the video and the pictures of runways, just couldn't even navigate. But more important, the people who were waterlogged when you have almost 25 inches of rain in some parts and at least 9 to 10 in other parts where you're talking about Hollywood or Miami and navigating around that. And then all that dirty, horrible water and just houses ruined, flooded out, all kinds of things, apartments and houses and schools, and wow, amazing how many people were affected. Thank goodness, to our knowledge, nobody lost their life in all of that, because it could have been even more disastrous. All right, and so we go from the flood of Florida to Mega Millions, and nobody claimed yet the big ticket for Mega Millions, but somebody's won it, and it's somebody in New York. $476 million. That was what the lottery was up to. And I always say this because the chances of winning it to me are so insane. And I think that would be one of the first things that would have to hit your mind when you win a jackpot like that. One in 302 million. That's the chances. One in 302 million. Can you believe it? Wow. All right, and speaking of chances, I want to mention this again. Wow, the Tampa Bay Rays, if you're a baseball fan or just a fan of streaks and those sorts of things, they went all the way to 13 straight wins before they finally lost to Toronto. And I think the good news is, because it's hard for them to really get the fans to come out, Tropicana Field is an indoor facility, which it really has to be, but it's an older one. They're talking about a new stadium, but then there's the argument about how many Rays fans are there. There are other sports that are big. The Buccaneers, of course, the NFL always rules. And also you've got a popular hockey team here, the Tampa Bay Lightning, aka the Bolts. But bravo to them, because a lot of people came out to watch. They got some excitement going with the streak, and that's wonderful. Be safe, be sane, be happy. See you again next time.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's hush money trial is over for Monday. Trump had this to say leaving the courthouse.
I got indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try and take me off the trail for.
The first witness, David Pecker, was called by the prosecution, but the trial halted due to the Passover holiday. The Senate is expected to pass a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan this week. Senate leaders are aiming for swift passage of the legislation, which was approved by the House on Saturday. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a significant gun rights case involving ghost guns, which are kits that can be purchased without background checks. The key question is whether the ATF has the authority to change gun regulations, or if this power lies solely with Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05... I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Shapiro on the show here on America Tonight and in our author's corner, because he writes and he writes and he writes, and he's so sharp. This book is a really different turn from some of the others that he's written. It's called CF, and this is a man who we've introduced you to, as I've said before, we've had conversations. He retired from an engineering career that spanned over 50 years, and he also spent time at a place that I loved, and I just realized this about him. He worked at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. That was the first museum I ever went to, and I can remember walking through the heart. So he definitely has a penchant for writing and so many other things as well. He's produced 58 publications in technical literature. Wow. And of course, on and on when it comes to books. Wilbur, thanks for coming on.
Okay, I'm happy to.
So tell us about CF and what the novel's about.
Okay. I had a grandniece who had cystic fibrosis. That's what CF stands for. And as she was a little girl, we got along very well. And her parents were noted microbiologists, and they always were at a university where they did research work and taught courses. When I knew Barbara, she was at the Cornell University. And then the parents, mindful of the needs of her daughter, would move to different universities, being closer to hospitals and medical facilities. So they went to Iowa, and then they ended up in the University of Washington in Seattle. Now, we separated. I went my way, and they went their way. So, and I didn't see Barbara for some 30 years. And then all of a sudden, on Facebook, who shows up but Barbara? Oh, it was, I would say it was almost a miracle. So we got together again, and we were communicating via the internet, and everything was going along fine. Then I heard she fell off her bicycle, and she was having, she hurt some of her bones, and she was recuperating, but she was getting headaches. And then one day she had a tremendous headache, and that did her in. And it was like God giveth and taketh away. And it hurt very much.
Mm.
So I decided to write a book about CF, and I dedicated it to Barbara. And the book is about a girl called Nancy who had CF. And her mother, Marie, took care of her and watched her very carefully. And her father was very aloof, and he could hardly believe that he had a child that was sick. So, actually, her father never did anything with her, and eventually the parents divorced. Anyway, Nancy tried to go to school, but she had a coughing spell that almost did her in. So she had to be tutored. And she was tutored by one of the retired teachers. And they got along very well. But the teacher, Mrs. Austin, recognized that Nancy had very good talent for writing. And Nancy did some writing for the CF publications. And then she was noted, she did so well that the newspapers asked her to write some articles. And lo and behold, she became syndicated with many newspapers. And her mission was to tell the world what it was like to have cystic fibrosis. And she did this, and after a while, she wrote a book about it, which was very popular. And then all of a sudden, she got a lot of articles being sent by other people with cystic fibrosis. So she had a whole bunch of articles, and some of them were very good. So she formed a magazine, and it was called the CF Magazine. And the writers of the CF Magazine were all people who had CF. And then, well, she had the syndicated newspapers, she had a book, she had a magazine. The one thing that was missing was a movie. So she wrote a screenplay, which was accepted, and a movie was produced, and it was nominated for Best Picture. It didn't win, but it did entice many people to go to the movies. And all her work was so good that were many contributions made to the cystic fibrosis organizations. And and as time went on, I forgot to tell you that along the way, she had a lung implant, which was a very difficult operation. So she did a lot of things, and a lot of good things. And then, as most CF people do, she did pass away, and she was quite young when she did it. So I ended the book with a poem, which I will read to you now. We mostly are born free of strife, but some are born with an overhead knife. Can they overcome the vicissitudes of living? Many can, and make contributions that are fulfilling. I speak of the CF people who must fight to survive. Their organs need medications that researchers derive. Lungs are subjected to harmful abuse. There's no way to retreat and call a truce. Mucus is hard and sticky and passes it blocks. Vibrate the body to loosen the mucus before it locks. But wait, a solution prevents the mucus catastrophe? Trikafta medications loosens the mucus and makes it lubrication free. Sooner or later, a lung transplant comes into view. A rigorous operation, very hard to construe. Perhaps it adds years to life, but you must fight your own system immune. No matter what, you're captured in the CF cocoon. Nancy demonstrated to the world what CF life was like. She did well and deserves a credit spike. However, she is gone after shortened years, and one cannot help the saddened tears. Now, the one good thing about CF research is the development of the triple drug called Trikafta. And what Trikafta does, it goes after the mucus that is very damaging, and it reduces it to the lubrication aspect of it, which is normal. So that's my story.
Wow, what a story. I mean, you took us all the way through it, and CF is very tough, and there are so many people in this world that have it, and your book shines a light on it, and your niece would be proud. CF is the name of the book. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Wilbur Shapiro, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Kate, for the opportunity.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook, her book, A Mentor at Your Fingertips. Boy, this is something I think that is so necessary. She and I had a wonderful off-air conversation about what is lacking. And she talks about in her book that mentoring is her passion and that, you know, she's got these tips for success and that it's reader-friendly and it's a book that you can pick up and read, really, I think, at any point. And it's something that I did. So, Suzanne, thanks for coming on. And what was your motivation to, I need to put this together and get it out in the world?
Well, first, I'm very honored to be a guest on your show. And then to answer your question, I have worked my whole career in very conservative, male-dominated industries. And the rules are different. And there's a lot of folks out there that, I don't want to say pose, but, you know, they pitch themselves as career experts, and maybe in their particular field they are, but for the conservative industries like banking, the government, transportation, construction, the rules are much stricter. So I got tired of yelling at the TV and the computer screen, and I decided to take a positive step and write my experiences down for people who don't actually have, who aren't blessed to actually have a mentor in the workplace.
And you talk about, like, very in the very beginning, you talk about, you know, with the workplace, that the ground rules. And you have a quote. You say, people may doubt what you say, but they will always believe what you do.
And you say there's an unspoken code of conduct in business, which you call the ground rules. And you list the rules, and it's really easy to go through the rules. Give us what you think is one of the most important, because obviously there are a lot of rules. You have 12 altogether. But pick out one and tell us about that that's in the book.
I think it's the follow-through, and then my last one, the determination and perseverance. I think those are the most important, and keeping your sense of humor. There's just going to be times that things are falling apart, and instead of jumping down everybody's throat or picking somebody apart that isn't productive to being part of the team or to making it work, keeping your sense of humor and a positive outlook, I think goes a long way in just your personal life and also your professional life.
Yeah, and that last ground rule, too, you talk about, as you said, how important it is. You talk about that we live in an impatient age where we are encouraged to have it now and everything seems to move at the speed of light. Boy, isn't that true. I mean, really fast, especially now when you look at technology. So how did you break the book down? How did you organize the book so it would be easy, like you say, a mentor at your fingertips?
Well, it's actually about 2 years of work of my life. I would write in the evenings and on the weekends. And then when I would start reading it, and throughout the book, I ask and I advise others to have somebody that you trust, you know, read your work. And there was a lot of don't, and I wanted it to have a positive tone. So I just sat down after I wrote my first draft and decided, okay, well, what comes first? And I thought, well, the ground rules come first, and why I wrote the book. And then it's very important if you're selling yourself and just to get ahead, you need to know what your goals are. And a lot of people, they don't set their own personal goals. And also, too, a lot of people, especially those that go to business school, they're familiar with a SWOT analysis, but they don't take personal stock of their own strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and how that would apply to their personal and professional life, which I feel are very important. So I just sat it down and what I thought the order was and what my mentors, because I've been very blessed throughout my life to have some really terrific mentors, what they taught me and the order they taught me in. And so that's how I laid out the book.
Yes, SWOT analysis is so important. That was a game changer for me. It changed my life by doing that. And you talk about the strengths and the weaknesses and the opportunities and the threats. And you have this at the end of what I'll call chapters, where you say challenge yourself and you list questions and you prompt people that read the book to do it. Is that also part of your thinking, like, hey, let's take some action?
Yes, I think it's really important. My whole life I've practiced music or, you know, played musical instruments. And so that's part of, you know, music. You learn it, but then you have to put it into practice and you have to challenge yourself, especially on the difficult parts of the music. But also my mentors too, I've been very blessed. They would challenge me. So they would give me something that made me put it into practice. Yeah. And so I thought, well, I'm going to do that and challenge folks who read it so they will get motivated and see, you know, something for them to put it into practice to learn.
Yeah. And again, the name of the book is A Mentor at Your Fingertips. Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook, we're speaking with her right now. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. People always ask me this question, and like you, I've been very fortunate to have mentors. People ask me, well, how do I get a mentor? How do I find a mentor? And I think that's the idea partially, too, of your book. Okay, you don't have one. Here you go. That's why A Mentor at Your Fingertips. But how would you answer that question when someone says, well, then how can I also get a mentor?
I think that working hard and taking the extra step, it sets you apart from others. So those in the chain of command notice you more. And that's different than people can spot it when you're doing it for the right reason. And then volunteering, like a lot of people will roll their eyes when your boss asks, well, who would like to help out with a Christmas party or the team baseball game or whatever it is? and a lot of people will roll their eyes. But volunteering for those type of activities, one, again, it sets you apart. But also, too, you get to know people from other parts of your organization, and you're not just a name on a roster. People will say, oh, I've worked with him or her. You know, they're a really great person. They have a sense of humor, or boy, do they work hard, or something like that. So then you get known in the organization. But again, I caution people, anybody who's been around for a while, they know there's a saying that I really like: if you do the right thing for the wrong reason, it's still the wrong thing to do. So I think you have to be motivated to do the right thing in the workplace.
Yeah. For you, what was the biggest challenge about doing the book?
I guess keeping the tone positive, and then also being very candid about, like, the dress code. Interviewers won't tell you, well, gee, gosh, you wore a miniskirt, and that doesn't go in our environment, because they're afraid of getting sued. They're not going to say, I'm sorry, we don't wear 4-inch heels in this environment. So things like that, with the dress code was really hard, because there's a lot of the looks that I, on a personal level, I love, you know, like the handkerchief hem, and I think some of the looks are very pretty, again, but outside of work, not in a conservative environment. So I think throughout the challenge for me was to keep the tone positive, to really think about the personal challenges at the end of each chapter, and also starting each chapter with a quote, to make each chapter a standalone, where you can just read any chapter. You don't have to read the whole book if you don't want to. And just being honest about the way it is, especially for women in conservative environments, because folks will say, well, no, that doesn't matter anymore. But having and still being a woman, because a lot of times I'm the only woman in a room full of men, yes, things haven't changed that much. So I think it's very important. Again, there's a difference between inspiring people, which I think is very important, but when you're a mentor to somebody, I think there's a candidness in the relationship, which is sometimes hard to take. So yeah. I think that was my challenge to do that.
We have just a couple of minutes left, so last question. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Then I hope that it achieves my goal of helping them get to the next step and putting them in a position where they do get blessed to have a real-life mentor. But in the meantime, that my book will help them move along in their career and also help them on a personal level, too.
Yeah. Perfect place to end this. A Mentor at Your Fingertips, Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Kate.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.